Let's get back to it.
Dude, this is probably the best episode they've ever done.
I know, this is awesome.
On 96 Rock.
Oh, I'm so happy.
...704-96-ROCK... Finn and Mistress Bridget. Just ran across, I hadn't seen this yet. This is a video. I remember last week you were telling me about Jared Champion from Cage Elephant that have his appendix removed.
It, sure, emergency appendectomy.
Yeah. And so Dave Grohl stepped back behind the drum kit and played with him. I guess it was out in the LA, at the LA Forum.
Yeah, they had like six dates together where Cage Elephant was opening up for them.
Yeah, so he jumped behind the kit and played with them. And I hadn't seen any video of it until just now, so I'm trying to post that
sweet
right now for you on the Facebook page.
Yeah, not too shabby. Like, hey, you want me to step in and play the drums for you?
I know a thing or two about playing the skins.
Yeah, right.
So I found this link, and I'll go ahead and share it with you. It's interesting. One of the comments underneath it says, Kurt is looking down. He's so proud. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the feeling. And I'm not so sure he's looking down. 7:05, Finn and Mistress Bridget, and this time of day, every Monday through Thursday, guess what we do?
You eat it.
We're going to have to blow the computer.
Time for them to read it.
Hey there, I have hepatitis C.
It's A-Ralph.
Hey, everybody!
Only on 96 Rock.
Yeah, basically, we dig down into the email box, find out what you got on your mind, what you want to get off your chest, anything like that. Just hit us up, heyralph at purerock96.com. It's pretty simple, really. We do it Mondays through Thursdays, then on Friday we let you let it go just to get it all off your chest, not through the email box, through the phone line. So we begin with Mike. Says, hey, Ralph, where the hell is Parent 2 at? I don't know. I don't even understand the question. Did we say something about Parent 2?
Last week we talked about it, that...
It's about renaming father and mother, parent
right,
one
that
and
it needs
parent
to be parent
two.
One and parent two.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. That's a good question. But since you ended the question, a sentence in a preposition, it didn't quite make sense.
Wow, English 101.
Mm-hmm. No,
Professor
Finn. It's and it goes back to that story where in legal documents in Europe, they want to take out the designations of father and mother and refer to them as parent one and parent two. And I agree with you. Isn't parent two going to be a little bit pissed in the hierarchy of parenting?
Sure.
It's just so stupid.
Because we all know that moms are parent number one.
Yeah. And
they gave the birth for the most part.
Okay. Let's just say the pumpkin farms would have nothing to harvest had they not sowed the seed.
Uh-huh. You can buy the seed at a store if you really want to.
Yeah, but it had to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You got paid then if you did. I'm just saying, you're not going to win this. Move on.
Hey, Ralph, you might want to move on. Thank you.
God, clairvoyant.
Wow,
genius.
This is the fastest
Our
email.
Our listeners are amazing.
Fastest email ever. Hey, Ralph, says Craig. I totally agree with you guys about Halloween. I try to eat nothing but organic natural foods. But this is about getting candy, not carrots. Growing up, we got more candy than a human should probably eat.
Agreed.
But we survived. What changed? The same people that used to gorge themselves on Halloween candy now won't let their kids do the same. A day of candy won't kill them. Absolutely agreed. And we talked about yesterday a little bit some of the horrible things that maybe you got or some of the stupid things around the neighborhood that you got instead of delicious candy.
Butter, I think, still the most random.
Yeah, the wrapped sticks of butter was pretty good. There were a couple other ones. People hated the apples. Frank says he gave a big heaping scoop of baked beans. I don't believe you.
Really? Baked beans?
Amanda, unfrozen freeze popsicles.
Oh!
Yeah, how about that? So then you can take it home and freeze
it. That's not bad.
It's not a bad idea. Colorful, sweet, delicious. Melissa said she never got anything worse than pennies. Once I got a pack of those crayons they give out to the kids at the restaurants, I think they were from Frisch's.
Exactly.
And a page they tore out of a coloring book. That was just weird.
A disgruntled worker from Frisch's cleaned them out.
There's no such thing. Amanda says she got a can of tuna. This old lady ran out of candy and was cleaning out her cabinets. I tried to refuse it, but... Well, what was she going to feed her 45 cats?
I don't know, but it's not like it's the free store food bank at Halloween. Like, come on. You could go donate that food to... You know, you're out of candy, turn the lights off.
If you're out of candy, here's the thing. if you're out of candy, trick or treat goes on for what, 2 hours?
I think.
If you run out of candy, sit out front of your house and just say hello to people for a little while. You know what? Just sit out there and go, I'm sorry, I ran out. Come here, I'll kiss you on the forehead. Do that.
You'll get arrested.
A little something. Just give a little.
Just go back in your house and turn off the lights and find some show to watch.
Don't do that because then you might get egged.